Today's date is Saturday, April 9, 2011. Current time is approximately 2:30 a.m. We're investigating. We're under investigation under item D. David 13191 of 2011. Sergeant Kevin Stamp of the Public Integrity Bureau is reading rights of an arrestee suspect form to Police Officer Devin Soigne in the presence of Lieutenant Errol Foy, also the Public Integrity Bureau, and Lieutenant Rodney Bailey of the 6th Police District, the district in which Officer Devin Soigne is assigned. The safety of your vehicle, and you had a weapon in your vehicle already. You didn't see this guy. You didn't see this guy with a weapon in his hand. He wasn't in, his vehicle wasn't blocking you from leaving. I don't understand why you would exit your car and place yourself in harm's way.
I didn't see, at that time, I didn't see a weapon in his hand, but I did not see a weapon in his hand. Like I said, I felt, this is, my thought was, if this, all this is going on, I need to put this out. All right, and I wanted to put it out before he got out of the way. So, you know, like I said, it might not have been the best decision, but it wasn't to continue the argument.
You know? I don't know who I am and what I can do, right?
And then he was like,
that was your statement, right?
Right. He was like, I don't.
What did he look like? How big was he?
He was about 5'4", 5'5".
And how much did he weigh?
About 140, 145.
And how much you weigh?
I weigh 240.
240. And how tall are you?
5'9".
Okay. All right. You did you size him up? With your clothes, with his clothes on, okay?
Yeah, I sized him up, sir.
All right. Do you think you could have taken him? Physically?
Fighting, yes.
Okay, all right. He said that you don't know who I am and you don't know what I could do, right?
Right.
Okay? Tell me how that translates into the use of deadly force. Tell me that would, how that, listen to me. Tell me how that precipitate you pulling a weapon.
Because he was like, man, I'll go to my car right now and take care of you. Like,
okay, but his car was behind you, right?
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Right? Did you see? The white car was way behind you, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so he was talking stuff, right?
Right.
So he said what he was going to do, right, or he might do. I'll go right to my car, right?
Right.
All right? At that point, were you justified in displaying your firearm, okay, with the anticipation of using deadly force? Yes or no?
No, sir.
No, right? Because you're a trained police officer, right?
Right.
You fresh out the academy, right?
Right.
You know the use of force continuum, right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
So somebody mouthing off talking about what they could do or what they might do, that's 5'4", 150 pounds, you six something, right? Maybe close to 6 feet, 240, does not precipitate you shooting them, right?
Right.
Okay?
I never made statements that I was going to shoot them, but like I
okay
said, I just want to...
So you displaying a firearm was justified just because somebody is saying what they could do or they might do, right? But they never made me, hold on. But they never took any action toward doing that, right?
Yes.
You introduced the gun. Do you have a right to do that?
Yeah,
By somebody saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Do you have a right to introduce a gun?
I feel like if I feel for my life, yes, sir.
Okay, that's fear for your life?
For my life, my God, though, I like, yes, sir.
Because somebody talking trash.
And he consistently talking trash, even when I'm trying to...
Okay, you know what he's saying? Talking trash. Did he get any type of weapon?
I mean, like I said...
That, just answer yes or no. Did he get any type of weapon?
No, sir.
Okay, so why you introduced the weapon?
You
understand, you what you're telling me is you don't understand the use of force continuum.
I understand
the use what you're telling me is you don't understand Louisiana laws concerning self-defense.
Yes, sir.
Where you can protect yourself with deadly force. You don't understand deadly force.
I understand, but what I'm saying is...
But then how can you use deadly force? How can you even introduce deadly force into somebody just talking trash?
If he would have never looked at my car, he would never known I had a gun. Because at this point, my gun was still in my car. He was able to see into my car.
Okay, let's take the second instance. He walked over by the thing.
Right.
Okay? Now, you got two guns.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay? When did he introduce deadly force? Who introduced deadly force the second time?
I was walking to my car, sir.
You got two guns out, right?
And I'm going to my car, and they both, at this point...
What he got in his hand when he walking back from the gate?
He don't have nothing in his hand.
So he out in the open, coming from by the gate, right?
Right.
And you got a gun in your hand, right?
Right.
And a cell phone, right? Right? And he's walking in the open from by the gate, right? Now, who you think gonna shoot who first? He gonna shoot in the car and get you, or you gonna stretch your arm out there and shoot him?
I wasn't thinking like this, sir.
You weren't thinking at all today, bro. At all.
I'm going to read it, though.
I, Dallas Sawyer, assigned to the 6th District, hereby attended my resignation from New Orleans Police Department, effective 4/9/2011.
Time is
3:29 a.m.
Okay.
For personal reasons, I acknowledge that I have not been threatened, forced, coerced, or pressured in any way to resign from the department. This resignation is voluntary and for my own free will. By signing this resignation, I acknowledge that I have read the foregoing statement. Respectfully submitted, Devin D. Swanhead.